Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Arkansas is a stand-your-ground state. No duty to retreat. No obligation to wait for backup. If you or someone else is facing imminent death or serious injury, you have every right to act. But what happens when the law on paper doesn't seem to apply to people it's supposed to protect? That's exactly where Aaron Spencer sits right now, facing a second-degree murder charge for doing what, on its face, should have been a textbook case of defending another. His daughter, a 14-year-old girl previously assaulted by a 67-year-old predator named Michael Fossler, a predator with 43 felony charges under his belt for already assaulting his daughter, who walked free on a $5,000 bond and picked up right where he left off because Arkansas let it. But Arkansas, in its fashion of blaming people other than themselves, is blaming dad. Yes, for rescuing his daughter from a predatory kidnapper who's already facing 47 felony charges for SAing his daughter. Grooming, luring, and allegedly abducting the same girl again. That's why dad went into action and took this man out. Now prosecutors want to convince a jury that the man who saved his daughter from that truck in the middle of the night is somehow a criminal. At the moment Fossler lunged at him after ignoring police, violating a no-contact order, and abducting a child after SAing her 47 times, Spencer, the dad, should have... What? You tell me, Arkansas. Sarah Huckabee, with your "we have no tolerance here." Pass the donuts. What should he have done? Waited for the dispatcher's permission to act? Because he called 911, and then he found the guy with his daughter. Waited for you guys to show up, do your job? That would have worked out well. His daughter would have been dead. In this segment, defense attorney Bob Mata breaks down exactly what the law says, what Arkansas Code 52-607 allows, why Spencer's action didn't just fall within the bounds of self-defense. They define it. And more importantly, what the state is going to have to argue in order to put its father behind bars. Or you could just drop the case right now, because this is utterly insane. And we will continue to go after you until you drop this case, because this is nuts. So let's get into it. If this isn't justified homicide, what is it?
And I think you probably know this from being a resident down there. It is a stand your ground state, right? Mm-hmm. So a person, and this is B, so a person is not required to retreat before using deadly physical force if the person is lawfully present at the location where deadly physical force is used, has a reasonable belief that the person against whom the deadly physical force is used is imminently threatening or causing death or serious physical injury to the person or another person. So like two would fit in there very nicely. And then except as provided under 5-2-606B2B is not the initial aggressor and has not provoked the person against whom the deadly physical force is used. And, is not committing a felony offense of possession of a firearm by certain persons, which is typically going to be a felon, with the firearm used to employ the deadly physical force, unless the person is in or at the person's dwelling or curtilage surrounding the person's dwelling. And then is not engaged in criminal activity that gives rise to the need for the use of physical force at the time the deadly physical force is used. And then finally, is not engaged in any activity in furtherance of a criminal gang, organization, or enterprise as defined by a different statute. So to me, this thing falls squarely in the A1 category. I think at the end of the day that if this goes to trial, and there's every indication that they're dug in, that the prosecution, the state's dug in, and they're going to take this thing to trial, that they're going to use defense of others as the affirmative defense. And, you know, at that point, you've got to ask yourself, if you're the prosecution, you know, in what world do you think you're convincing 12 people with the entire set of circumstances which have to come out in terms of the admissibility of Fossler's bad acts in terms of him being the victim,
yeah,
coming in under 404B is interesting because it's a reverse 404B. Because typically where you hear 404B stuff coming in is as to the defendant.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a challenge in terms of getting in the backstory. You know, like that's going to be a fight. I think ultimately they'll be able to get it in, but it's not as simple as it normally would be, where you can get all the dirt in on Fossler and then the jury's gonna be like, oh yeah, okay, not guilty. you know what I mean? It's like, and in the meantime, this family's going through an absolute nightmare. I mean, it went from them finding out that a 67-year-old pedophile was sexually SA-ing their daughter,
yeah,
repeatedly, dealing with that trauma, dealing with their daughter's trauma. And then this guy gets out and picks up right where he left off with no regard for the law. This guy gives zero fucks.
Yeah.
Zero. Like, how is father or mother? If that's the situation, if you've got a guy who's been arrested and charged for 43 crimes alleging that he had done it to that very person, how is their parent? Are you not feeling like this guy's ultimately going to kill my kid?
Yeah.
He's either going to kidnap or take her out of state, kill her, strip her away from us entirely. Whatever the case may be, you can't think anything other than that. And then when he picks up right where he left off and comes back and reinitiates, despite the fact that he's got the stay away order, despite the fact he's got the pending charges, this guy does not care. It gives you a perfect insight into what his mindset is. You can see that this guy is incredibly dangerous and he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
A normal person that's like looking at those kind of charges and that kind of time is going to be like, all right, well, you know, I got to fucking control myself and I'm going to just sit in my house. Not this guy. So that's kind of where the thing is laying right now. And you know, like I'm a huge advocate for Aaron Spencer.
Yeah.
I think the charges are unjust. I don't think that it's in within public policy. This wasn't some just Gary Plouchet thing where he's waiting in a phone bank while the guy's handcuffed and he puts a bullet in his head. This isn't that. It's just not that.
It's utterly insane. I mean, I don't know why he's not getting like an award for taking a predator off the streets in that county. The DA should be praising him before this guy got to more kids. Because I'm guessing this isn't the only one that he essayed at some point in his miserable existence.
Yep.
But instead we're going after him, Arkansas, because
yep.
We got our shit down here. We got that zero tolerance that Sarah Sanders likes to talk about a lot.
Yeah.
Tolerance? Well, zero tolerance for what? For people calling out horrible shit that's going on under your nose and going after them? Or zero tolerance for predators going after kids?
The worst part is that your state does not really allow live streaming in courts. Like, I mean, you can, so this thing's going to be tried in the dark.
Which they're not good on accountability here.
which makes it really important for guys like you and I and other creators to be screaming from the rooftops about this case, because I don't want to live in a country where predators can come and snatch our children up after they've been arrested, after there's a stay away order, and we have no recourse. We have to, like, are they suggesting that once Aaron was able to get this guy off the road, that he just sit in his vehicle, says, hey, 911, I know my wife called, but I'm here. I've got this guy in this vehicle. He's over here. Now he's taking off. Now he's on the run. What are they talking about?
What should he do? Listen to the dispatcher. Don't keep following him, sir. My daughter's in the car. Well, that's dangerous. Fuck you.
Fuck off, lady. Or mister.
Whatever. Like, right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going after the guy. I mean, honest to God, that father, Aaron Spencer, probably had to like have every inch of himself restrained and not going after him once this guy got out on bond. I don't know as a father, I wouldn't be showing up at his doorstep, pistol whipping him and probably emptying a clip or two or three just for good measure. Yeah. You dead? Let's make sure of it. Let's make sure they can't recognize you. There ain't going to be an open casket for you, asshole.
Right. I mean, dude, this guy was like a serious predator.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know? They're going out. I mean, let me go back to this. Let's go back to the attack, if you will. The fact that there's a claim here that Fossler lunged towards him. He's being threatened, essentially. Aaron is in a threatening state. He has his weapon on him legally, and he discharges it at the guy who's coming at him, who kidnapped his daughter and essayed her repeatedly and has been charged for it. That's a crime in Arkansas. Yeah. I guess. You know, what makes no sense to me about any of this, this is a very conservative state. This is a very pro-gun state. This is a very Trumpy state. You would think that it would be the opposite here, that they'd be like, yay, you're going to be on a flag or, you know, some Confederate money that we're going to sell at the antique store. it's insane that this is where it's at. But does that make a big difference here in this, the fact that he came at him first? I mean, that seems to be justifiable force to use. He didn't just walk up to the car and start popping him.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, in terms of, like, I think that's where you can incorporate self-defense.
Yeah.
In terms of him coming at him. I think whether he's in the car and refusing to release his daughter, or he gets out of the car, I mean, it works either way in my book. Mm-hmm. In my book, if he's got him over, because you just don't know what this guy's going to do. That's why I spent that like minute or so going into what, like, this guy's state of mind, and I'm talking about Fossler.
Yeah.
Is like, this guy is obviously at a point where he does not give a shit.
Yeah.
About consequences.
What?
And that is the most dangerous person that you can come across, is somebody who does not give a shit about consequences.
What are they going to, what is the prosecution going to try and argue here in this case if it makes it to trial? Because this doesn't seem it. Number one, they're going to have to justify here that why he got out on a $5,000 bond, which is insane. And then again, why the charges? I mean, this whole thing just doesn't make sense. How are they going to justify any of this? Especially their own community is outraged by this. Yeah. And the rest of the world will continue to be outraged by this because we're going to keep screaming about it. Yeah. I mean, is this something where, you know, enough public pressure can go on to this and they go, okay, this is really stupid. Somebody needs to step in here and we need to get this off of our books as quickly as possible because this is not going to work out well for us as the state going after this guy. This just seems like an obvious PR nightmare that doesn't seem to make any sense as to why they're pursuing it. Unless, and I have no idea, is someone behind the scenes also in some sort of, I don't know, a ring or involved in this sort of activity? I mean, that's, and I am not accusing anyone, but I'm trying to figure the fuck out.
It's hard not to.
Why? I mean, predators tend to protect predators. Why on earth would anybody be protecting this guy?
And secrets.
And secrets. Shit
like, yeah. So I don't know, man. I imagine that what kind of the state's move is going to be something along the lines of that Fossler wasn't lunging at him, that if I'm the state, they're going to say that, you know, this was just some kind of plan by Aaron to get this guy out. And how that's going to work, I don't know. I'm just trying to spitball here because I can't make sense of it either. That somehow, you know, Aaron, this was some kind of plan by Aaron to get this guy out there and make it look like it was, you know, self-defense or defense of others in order to end this guy's life, or that he wasn't charging at him and that he had other options, which I just don't see what they are, considering that his daughter's still in the car. You know, because it's like, and you're ponderable there. I mean, it begs the question. How can you not ask that question? I mean, I have to assume that these prosecutors have kids. At least some of them have kids, whether the elected prosecutor has kids. And you have to think about it. Like all of us think about these stories and these nightmarish stories kind of in our own introspective way.
Yeah.
Thinking about like, if it was me, what would I do?
I'd be in prison by now. And the charges probably would be justified because I would have attacked without any sort of,
intervention by law enforcement.
Yeah. Just,
right. I mean, like, dude, and I'm the same way. You know, I've got three daughters and, you know, you fuck with my people, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Like it's that simple.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's that simple. So yeah, I don't know, man, but I am not getting the sense T, like me, we're like eight going into 9 months on, in on this thing. There's a trial date set in September. I have a feeling that's going to get kicked.
Yeah.
But maybe it doesn't. You know, but I am not getting the sense that public sentiment is swaying the prosecutor's office to drop these charges at all. They're so dug in. It's like that typical shit where you get a situation where, because if they think Aaron Spencer's going to plead out to anything, they're fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You know, coming at him with the second degree murder is ridiculous, a classic overcharge. You know, even if they were to offer a manslaughter, he wouldn't take it. There's no fucking way. I mean, like in my estimation, this was absolutely a justified homicide because
I can't think of a more justified homicide.
I mean, right. It's hard to come up with a set of facts that really kind of like highlight what a justified homicide is more than this case.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like if you were to sit there and challenge yourself, say, okay, I want to come up with a bunch of facts wherein, you know, a homicide is justified. And then, like, you would probably pen out something exactly like this. Well, you know, so if somebody came and kidnapped my daughter that they had already been essaying and, you know, had her out of the house at 12:30, 1 o'clock at night. And then, you know, I mean, like, that's where you're landing with this
thing. Yeah.
You know, that is exactly where you're going to be falling with it. So, you know, because I think a lot of people think that every homicide is murder, and that's just not wrong. Homicide is a legal term that's used, and homicides can be justifiable.
Yeah.
If you are being attacked, you have the right to self-defense. You have the right to defend yourself. If others are being attacked that are in your purview and you have the ability to do something to save that person's life, or stop them from serious bodily injury, you have the right to put that perpetrator down, man. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's avenues in the law that really make it such that cases like this shouldn't go to trial, but oftentimes do, just because they want to leave it to a jury to determine whether or not it was justifiable. You know, I don't know what kind of lobby there is for Michael Fossler. I can't imagine that it's too big. You know, I mean, I'm assuming
NAMBLA.
He has family.
NAMBLA is the only one. National know, I mean, Man Boy Love Association, although this is a female.
Yeah. Good God. But I don't know, man. Like, I keep
it's
trying
a real
to
thing.
Figure out.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. And it was, it's a head scratcher. I just cannot for the life of me figure out like where their end game is in terms of where they think this is going to land.
Let's be real. You can quote statutes all day. 5-2-607, stand your ground doctrine, defense of another. But this case isn't just about what's legal. And everything he did was legal. He was defending the life of his daughter from a kidnapper who SA'd her 47 times. And you're telling me dad's in the wrong for unloading his clip on the guy that was actively abducting his daughter, Arkansas? Aaron Spencer was put in an impossible position by a system that had every chance to stop a predator and chose not to. The result, a father had to act alone, and now the same system that failed his daughter is trying to punish him for not failing her, too. Bob Mata laid it out in black and white. This wasn't vigilante justice. This was a last resort response to a predator who had made it clear through his actions, his violations, and his utter disregard for the law that he wasn't going to stop. And prosecutors know that. They're not just fighting a legal battle here. They're fighting against common sense, public opinion, and a tidal wave, a fraternal instinct that says, not my kid, not again. The law is supposed to have our backs when we do the right thing. But if Aaron Spencer can be prosecuted for saving his child, what message does that send to every other parent, to every survivor, to every community that's already skeptical of a justice system that talks tough but folds when it matters? This case isn't just about one night in Arkansas. It's about whether the law protects families or just punishes them for surviving. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You can also find us wherever you download podcasts by making that exact same search. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You're on one of the platforms, audio or video. So press subscribe wherever you are and check out the other one too so you don't miss any of our coverage. And please, in the comments, let me know your thoughts on this case. It is enraging. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.